We who come before you today are a council of grandmothers who've come together to tell the stories of our ancestors and to hold a sacred vision of the future. As rabbis, cantors, and rabbinic pastors, we tend to look for our wisdom in books, forgetting the chachmas of the kitchen and the direct transmission from our elders. Today, we turn to our grandmothers to connect us with the wisdom of the divine feminine and to our deep reverence for life. So we realize that we're not the only grandmothers in the room and that there are also grandfathers and other stories to be told. And so as we begin, we want to invite different groups of people to stand so we can see who we are. So we'd like to invite all the grandmothers in the room to please rise. Thank you. We bless you and we honor you. And we ask all the grandfathers to please rise. Thank you. We bless you and we honor you.
Any great-grandfathers?
Oh my gosh, great-grandfathers! We ask everyone who has learned something important and precious from your grandparents to please rise. Thank you. We bless you and we honor you. We ask those who never knew their grandparents to please rise. And whatever you choose. Thank you. We bless you and we pray today that our grandmothers can become a part of your awakening to the story of your own grandparents. And we ask those who yearn to be grandparents in whatever way is possible to please rise. Thank you. We bless you and we honor you. As we plan this gathering, we realize that we represent the changing story of the Jewish family. Divorce, adoption, remarriage, marrying late in life, stepchildren, widowhood. Not everyone has children or is partnered in this life, and we are very sensitive to that. There are many ways to speak of lineage. You will see and hear this morning how varied our experiences are. Our desire is that you will find yourselves in this journey, and that it will open the gates of your own memories and reflections. Although we still feel very young at heart, we are now the Savtot of a new generation. We rose out of the ashes of the Shoah. Some of us are the grandmothers who conceived and nurtured this movement. Our hair is graying, our faces have wrinkles. We can easily be overlooked and forgotten by this culture. But we represent the wisdom keepers, women of experience, who have stories to tell and songs to sing about the long journey toward freedom. Computers, email, iPhones, Facebook, Twitter, Skype, our bubbies could not have imagined this fast-moving, technology-centered future. Today, we look behind us to what was, and we look forward to that which is beyond our imaginations. At the conclusion of our teaching, we will invite our Zeta Zalman to respond and to bless us.